Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, this episode of Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. And right now, $1.50 from every can of their new cheeky IPA goes to WaterAid, helping build toilets, helping people in need get access to life-saving services. Put in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia. And sitting next to me is a man with whom I'm currently sharing a Jack and Jill bathroom situation. The life-saving aspect of that is that there's an off-site option for us down on level 7.
So, which is pretty good. I'm actually against it, by the way, hi. And like sharing a bathroom with me would be a terrifying thing. I mean, my wife does it.
Yes.
But at any point, if you can find somewhere else to poo.
Absolutely.
That isn't near the person you're expecting to have sex with you. It's a good thing. I mean, I'm not expecting you to have sex with me. But it's just courtesy.
Anyway, Heaps Normal, in conjunction with Who Gives a Crap, are sorting this out. Not that exact problem, but everyone else's.
I love
get around
stuff.
It.
I have that. I have so that stuff shows up to my house in a box. I love it, man.
It's good.
It's the business.
And now they're with our boys. Get into it.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Luke Heggie.
And I'm Nick Cody's stand-in, Osher Ginsburg.
Yes. The great man is at the Gold Coast at the moment, deciding not to do any work at all.
Has he got no helmet on, do you think, with one kid in the front and one kid behind him on one of those rental scooters just fanging down,
probably. The double-decker backpack, both kids.
Yeah, with the Hooker Boulevard just... You know, no bike lane, of course, just like poof.
You'd run into a mobility scooter in the fast lane there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anything.
It's like through the actual mall of Pacific Fair.
He did send me a photo. I thought, I woke up this morning, I thought, oh, he's been for a beautiful sunrise with his family or something. It's a holiday snapshot. No, it was a fresh pokey machine still in the box at Cooley Surf Club foyer, just off the truck, Aristocrats. So that's it. That's what he's up to. Curly Surf Club, more chilly. We are currently in the middle of Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's rolling on pretty well. And this weekend's your last chance to catch Osher Ginsburg and NTN, NN, NNN at
Thanks
the Greek Centre.
Thanks for the big plug last night. You gave it a big plug at your show. It was very sweet of you. Thank you, mate.
Oh, no worries.
Your new set's really good.
Well, yeah, last night was a bit rough.
But fuck off. It was great. Right. I don't know what you mean rough is.
Oh,
just quite hard on
getting
yourself.
Stared at for most of it.
Oh, by the fuckwit in front of us, two doors down. Like yeah. It was a dad and two sons.
Yeah, what happened?
He was, I don't know, it was like
you didn't really know what was going on.
Like your demo's gotten a bit older, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
there was a number of, like, I saw two or three people who brought their adult kids.
Yeah.
And this dad, he's clearly brought his two sons, maybe 24 was the older one, 22 was folded arms, no face.
Yeah, right.
And he was like right in front of me, one seat to the left.
Nothing the whole time.
Nothing, just nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, you've left, oh my God.
Yeah,
I can't, like, what the fuck? I couldn't believe
well,
it.
Well, it ain't for everyone, and last night certainly wasn't. But on the whole, going much better than that.
Mate, you pulled a couple of, like, very fucking ballsy moves in front of a Melbourne crowd last night.
Yes.
Was most impressed.
Yeah.
It's.
Well, I could hear you. That's how. When you can identify one person laughing, you know, that's my friend here.
If
it's
you
not great.
To, like, there's it? A few of your specials where you're like, Oh, yeah, that's definitely me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You can hear me.
No, this was definitely only you last night at some stage.
Well, because I laughed at the really sick shit.
Well, yeah, at anything, basically. But anyway.
Hey, I'm not an easy laugh.
No,
come on.
At anything at all, I mean. No one else really laughed the whole fucking time. But, you know, you take the good with the bad. Another 40 fucking shows or something for me to go.
I eclipsed my wife's laugh. Audrey was laughing as well, but I just laugh a lot louder than her. I married her because she's a sick fuck like me.
Yeah, good.
And she tells really horrible jokes. And it's in the secrecy of where no one else can hear.
Yeah. Whereas I do it in a microphone, see what happens. Yeah. Your show, Red Hot. And this weekend, last chance to catch it in Melbourne.
Last chance to catch it. Yeah, we're on tonight. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, earlier on Sunday at 8:30. And special guests have been amazing. We had George Denikian. We've had Claire Hooper's come to join us. The other night we had Smack, she's a dancer, the Hydraulic Press Girl. She's currently on exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria. And she's astounding performance artist, hilarious physical comedy.
Great.
And she does a lot of work at UCB and stuff like that. But we've got Ballard, Will is going to come and do it. Naz is going to come and do it. Naz was here today. And he went to say goodbye, but you were asleep.
Oh, righto.
Yeah.
Good, eh?
So he knocked on your door and he goes, oh, I won't go in there.
Did he knock?
Yeah, he knocked.
Oh, righto. I'll sleep through a knock any day. in other news, MFB, we've dropped 11 places down to become the 214th most popular comedy podcast in Cambodia currently.
You are still higher than me, so congratulations.
Have you got a Cambodian rating?
Probably not as good as yours.
Yeah. I mean, there are 213 better comedy podcasts in Cambodia. That's amazing.
If I ever do that holiday in Cambodia,
yep.
I'll
you'll get us up to number one with one listener.
I'll download a couple of Fs.
Yeah, that'll probably do it.
It's tough, kid, but it's life.
Anyway, on the merch front, my new book, If You Must Know, is rolling along nice. It's still got plenty, but if people keep up their much appreciated support, it will become a limited edition fairly soon. Come to show, buy a copy if you
did
like.
Did I make the, oh, wow, the merch desk enough last night? Wow, you're selling pencils?
Yep.
Oh, man. I didn't know you'd have them here.
That's what you need. That kicked it off.
Is that
people
like
don't
a,
like is being that the first.
Is that a carpet bag? What is it?
Yeah.
That's
my bag.
Yeah.
It's a lawn bowls bag.
Oh.
And I lined it. I've lined it with some felt because it was pretty grotty when I got it.
It's gold.
Foam, felt.
It is gold.
Colour Jager mat.
Previously only, you know, taken by, you know, heroin dealers or something like that in a Tarantino movie. Now it's just got your merch and your books and your pencils in it.
It's not quite a Gladstone bag, but it's a bit smaller. But you fit 8 lawn bowls in that. But now it's my merch bag. It's
and the jack.
And the jack, yeah.
Yeah, you would travel with a jack.
Jack goes in the middle, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fantastic. The book's great, man.
Yeah, it's going all right. People seem to be buying. And funnily enough, on the quieter nights, people buy more merch. I don't know how that works. If it's good, people just walk out going, great.
Because they didn't support you?
Bit of that, maybe. They feel sorry for you. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But good shows, bad for sales. So,
can you, like, is there something to be said? Look, I know we're in Melbourne, but no one has to know that you laughed at this stuff. You won't be you won't get cancelled out of your own suburb.
I think that's.
You won't have to leave Fitzroy if you laugh out loud at this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's a strange one. It's not every night, mostly pretty good here. We also have on the merch front, just while everything must go. Our new hats.
Fucking
you got
awesome.
The first one off the production line.
Bro, that trucker hat is so good. And it took me a little bit. I scoped the Jetstar handcuffs straight away, but it took me a second to understand who was in the seat and why.
Yeah.
And once you explained it to me, it was like, oh, yeah. It was like a really early episode.
Yeah.
Maybe in the first 10 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, the explanation was there. And so it's a real deep cut. Deep cut. And it's fantastic. Fits great, even for my big
one guy. Size fits most. Well, fits Nick Cody's head. If you've got a bigger head than that, don't get one. But come to a live show if you want one of them. I'm thinking about setting up some postage thing, but it's a pain in the ass.
To get hats from here to there.
Yeah, it's going to be annoying. They'll get wrecked. Maybe if you buy a book, I'll chuck one in if you want to pay for
book
two
plus
books.
Plus hat. So you can be.
Book hat combo.
So you can be out in the sun reading your book in public and shaded.
Yes.
Which is, it's a full service industry.
Yeah, man. We like to look after everyone here. We should kick on with the episode. Anything, Dad? Any news?
Just
of the week?
If you see Cody, you know, tell him, hey.
Oh, on the Goldie?
Yeah.
Someone must see him. There must be someone up there getting an NRG seeing Cody.
Oh, fuck yeah. I do have some. Like, you've been very gracious. So my youngest kid, Wolfgang, has been staying with us and been sleeping in between Audrey and I. And you've been dealing with his malarkey at 6 a.m.
It's great. It's fun.
You're very,
I remember.
Yeah, you're very good at doing dad stuff. So are your brothers, actually. But this morning, because Audrey's been banging on about they flew down on the Orange Gamble, like Hamilton on Jetstar.
Yeah.
And it's a long fucking walk. If you fly into Melbourne,
yeah.
It is a long fucking walk from the Jetstar gate. They drop you off,
Drop you off at Avalon, you walk to Tullamarine.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I felt that. And between the two of them, they were both like, oh, this is a really long way. So this morning, I don't know, like 3 a.m. or something, I didn't sleep very well, so I was kind of up and down. But Wolf, in his sleep, says, no, not Jetstar. No, we can't go Jetstar. In his sleep, shouts it out.
Like, great.
There you go, buddy.
Well, hopefully he's having a fight as we speak on the plane on the way home.
Maybe.
We'll get some content, sweet content. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thank you to the patrons for getting around us. Let's get into this episode. We pre-recorded the other day with Nicholas J. Cody.
Let's do it. Woo!
All right, mate. This week, we're back on EasyJet.
Oh, back to back.
Thematic. Yeah. Iconic EasyJet. February 7, 2019. London to Egypt.
Oh, okay.
Again. Not too common for the Londoners. I don't know. Just land next to the pyramids and then turn around and go. In 2008,
there's a Macca's there, isn't there?
There's Macca's. There's Macca's, Pizza Hut, and KFC, I believe. I think the whole lot's there.
Yeah. Some of the best views of the pyramids at the Macca's. Incredible.
Awesome. 2008, EasyJet made some claims in the advertising that their jets emitted 30% less pollution per passenger than its rival airlines. This was based on what?
They're not bringing luggage.
No, it was based on nothing. That's good old boys advertising stuff.
Good work.
Just say it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like VW did. Yeah, there you go. All the, like that,
perception's reality. Yeah.
Fucking unbelievable. All the other incidents from EasyJet, fairly incidental in terms of what other airlines have done. Like they haven't had any big crashes or anything, amazingly. They're just sort of – it's just this sort of stuff that we're talking about. But some discrimination stuff, though. A blind couple missed a flight in 2023 and were told they couldn't be helped. You have to rebook online, rack off.
Got to be blind to miss one of those planes. They are fucking orange.
Yeah. They haven't made a braille telephone yet, have they? Like how do blind people go with that? I know there's talking stuff on websites, but not all
– Siri, yeah.
Like not all websites have that.
But I – surely – the accessibility for computer is way up. We just never have to use the program. But I assume there'd be someone blind who listens to this. You could let us know. No one deaf is. If you are, you're lying. Yeah. But
how do blind people find it, you mean? Like how do you just talk to your phone and go play mid-flight brawl, Siri or whatever. I get it. But not every website caters for that.
But there would be apps to help all of those things, surely. Right. I remember in primary school, I fucking failed miserably at an assignment. It was meant to be create something. It was like create something to help someone with a disability. And I just put like calculator, notepad, a bunch of other shit onto a floppy disk. All the programs onto a disk. I'm like, use these. If you can't write, you can just type.
Yeah.
They're like, have you just copied computer programs onto a disk and handed it in?
Yeah.
Correct.
And what was your premise?
I forget how I try to talk my way around
dyslexics.
It.
Dyslexics. You're helping dyslexics.
I don't know how I did it, but I remember the teacher saying, I'm impressed you thought you could get away with it. But
5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Or
less.
Oh, right. Okay.
You've done nothing.
Deserved less. Deserved a zero, really. So anything above that's a bonus. In 2013, a bloke tweeted. These are heydays for Twitter, I think, when people were still confused as to why someone would say something if it's not important, like giving weight to the faceless fuckwits who made a career out of being opinionated. Remember that era? It's on Twitter. It's like no one would think to write something unless it was important.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just fucking
– oh,
there you go.
Threads has become that way. Did you get a Threads when that kicked off?
I don't even know really what Threads is.
It's like Instagram, Meta's version of Twitter.
Okay.
And it started, I remember that first weekend, it was like the fastest growing app of all time.
Yeah.
Everyone got on there saying, thank fuck, this isn't Twitter. And now.
It's just Twitter.
More whinging.
Well, because there's no, are there pictures?
Yeah.
Are there?
Yeah.
They usually placate fuckwits. Like,
no.
That's always been my thing. No. Twitter's angry because it's only words.
No, so. You can put video and, Twitter's the Wild West.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but generally it's just, this is my opinion, in so many characters.
Yeah.
That's what everyone was so angry about. Anyway.
I would like to just delete all the cookies, everything, and just start fresh. I did it for YouTube once. Ari Shafir, the comedian, said he cleared all his and then just watched puppy videos for a week and then that's all he would see.
Yeah, right.
He said it was pretty nice.
Mm. I bet he's back.
Yeah.
Down in the dumps with the rest of us now.
Yeah.
But the opinionated, though, they're just mostly confined to their bedrooms because they're hideously ugly. One of these people complained via a tweet, though, that his flight was delayed. He was told that because of the online whining, he wouldn't be allowed on. That's pretty good. Wow.
That's amazing.
Great.
Imagine that. Surely that'll – everyone talks about, you know, like the Chinese social credit score.
Yeah.
We've got a version of it here. We pretend we don't. Remember what you said in a tweet 10 years ago?
Oh, you're sacked.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
We pretend it's not, but that's what it is. But yeah, for sure. There should be – like you were saying last week, however many Google reviews, like if you've left too many, it's like you're actually not welcome into
this
restaurant.
You're going to disappear.
Yeah.
I mean, in a long ago society, you'd be just killed for stuff like this. You know what? You've had your warning. Now we're killing you. The world's still going to rotate.
Yeah.
A woman in 2020 sued them because she was asked twice to move seats to accommodate two ultra-Orthodox Jews. People just move around when they see those ones, don't they? Because they're terrified. These women abusers making up a stink, which will lump you in with Hitler. Who are we to say? Statistically, those women are incredibly happy. Like their divorce rate is only 10%.
Wow.
Maybe we should threaten our women with looking us in the eye and they'd be much happier.
Is that what's going on over there? I've got no idea.
Yeah, it's all sorts. Yeah. They're not treated well.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Those blokes, they just read and the women do all the work. Many jobs, many kids. It's not a great life.
Mm.
But, I mean, if you were to ask them, they're happy.
They're flying.
Yeah.
Literally, in this case, flying together. No, were they asked to move because it's like we can't sit near women. We don't believe in that while being on an aircraft.
Yep.
Okay. So they get on board some modern stuff.
Yeah. If you've got to get somewhere, you've got to get somewhere. You know, it's God's will. In 2011, EasyJet refused a boy in an electric wheelchair. It's too hard.
Well, it's very different from the last case, but
same thing. They did the same thing with some Paralympians who got on. I said, sorry, it's a safety issue. You're blocking the exits.
Oh, what? They were just sitting in their chairs in the
plane.
Yeah.
Electric wheelchairs. Yeah. You're blocking the exits.
But again, surely that's a pre-flight thing.
You'd think so. But then I wouldn't go on EasyJet, I don't think. Well, I don't know. But if I had special needs for something, like a massive chair, I'd look into it beforehand and go, I probably need to spend a bit more money. Someone can help me out perhaps. I don't know. But I need a big fucking space in the galley to sit. EasyJet don't have that.
No.
Despite the size of the people on there, there are no big spaces to just sit down. Anyway, our hero today is, his name's Michael. Last name, Cunnett.
Beautiful.
How do you like that? What do you reckon he got at school? Jesus. 38 years old.
At school? Still?
Yeah.
I probably said it to him as he got on board.
Mr. Cunnett. My goodness. He's from Epsom, Surrey. Most famous modern alumni from Epsom is none other than Jimmy Page.
Ah.
One of the best ever. I seem to recall you subscribe to Led Zeppelin being plagiarists.
Yes. I think it's been proven time and time again.
You're right. Well, I haven't examined all the evidence, but you don't think they've done enough in their own right to be respected as musicians and a band?
Like, yeah, but I think a lot of their big songs...
It's in doubt they're influenced or they pinched?
No. I'll play some clips later.
Okay.
It's I want to hear it. Real, you know.
Is it old black musicians they're ripping off?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair game back then. Like you say, different time. I'll tell you what, when Jimmy Page was 28, he had a fling with a 14 or 15-year-old groupie.
Wow.
Yeah. As you often say, different time.
Oh, you're like this. Shout out to my uncle, Ripper really bloke. Young, he passed away the other week.
Oh.
His funeral, I spoke too soon, didn't you?
Did he have a young girlfriend at the time?
No.
Okay.
No. But massive Led Zeppelin fan.
Yep.
So his funeral was up in Albury. It was my dad's brother, Ripper bloke. I'm at home on the Friday and I've logged on to watch the funeral. It's one of the things come out of COVID. They just live stream funerals.
Yeah.
And I've got it on and people are coming into the chapel and my wife.
Can they see you?
No. Lucci said, hey, unmute it. I've gone, yeah, of course. Well, nothing started, but I hit unmute, Led Zeppelin blasting through the phone.
Yep.
My dad said it wrecked the speaker system in the they played Led Zeppelin at such a volume. It blew the speakers because I thought the stream was cutting out and Dad said, no, the mics, the speakers kept cutting out throughout the event.
Yeah, right. They should have had an organist doing it. There must be someone who can do the organ, like Stairway to Heaven on the organ and all the
like
hits.
A local RSL tribute band.
No, but on the church organ.
Oh.
Big, you know, the pipes.
This wasn't a church.
That'd be good. Oh, righto. It's demountable.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto. Non-denominational, demountable.
Yeah.
Oh.
A funeral home.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Jimmy Page, he's now 80. His new girlfriend, Scarlett. How old?
Don't say 15.
Well, he's doubled in age. So.
Oh, yeah. 40?
34.
Whoa.
She was 24 when they met. 24-70 or 34-80? What's worse, you reckon?
34-80 because the woman should know better.
Yeah.
I'm putting it back on.
Yeah, okay. Who is old soul probably.
Yeah.
Not as many old soul young men getting about though, is there?
Yeah.
They're not old souls.
Yeah.
Gallingly, her name's
not Scarlett. As many old women with old souls.
No.
Otherwise they'd go for them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Like young men aren't. It doesn't work the other way around. Her name's Scarlett. Jimmy has a daughter called Scarlett.
Oh, no. Don't tell me she's 58 or something.
She's not a 34-year-old poet. She's a 53-year-old woman whose mother was a French model, a previous partner of Jimmy, before Jimmy discovered that newer, younger women are even better at being old souls. Can relate to his young at heart nature.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you break up with your wife and leave your kids, first stop, older woman, older than your wife.
Yeah.
You have to.
Just a little while, just to prove something.
And then maybe even double down and go an older one than that.
Yeah.
For the next one.
They don't, though. They're not doing it. It doesn't happen.
Oh, no. I'm trying to give people a game plan.
Just don't ever talk to another woman. Take it easy. Like you tried it once, didn't work. See ya.
Yeah.
That's it. Watch some cricket or something.
No, we've spoken about that on here when we were talking one day on the phone. And I said, yeah, if I got a divorce, I'd just never hook up with anyone again.
Absolutely.
Get all my time back.
Yep.
My wife was upset by that. I'm like, how would you be? I'm saying you're the best.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out with you. So,
this didn't work. It's not going to work elsewhere. I know we give a lot of leeway to blokes who have cash.
Mm.
Like this is, and the, you know.
Smash, bash, mash and crash for cash.
There's a lot of that, you know, we're both adults, we'll make our own decisions stuff. But maybe when your new partner is 20 years younger than your daughter, we should be doing more than raising an eyebrow here. I reckon this period in history is going to be frowned upon for many things, but that exact practice will come under scrutiny in the future. It'll be like, can you believe, you know, humans will be having a laugh about how much young women used to love 80-year-old men, regardless of their wealth, even though they're always wealthy.
Yeah.
Like it's a crazy concept. And I think that'll be eradicated in the next few generations.
Yeah, Jimmy Page would be older than her dad.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's got to be weird.
How would you as a dad deal with her dad's probably not there, let's face it. But, you know, if he was.
The stats are in. We're back on this again. I know this is meant to be a podcast about plane flights, but
We'll get there.
It's the social commentary and the things we just cannot get past.
I can't
play the odds.
Thinking about that sort of thing.
I did find out we put out that clip of Jay Cutler the other week.
Yeah.
And you said, I'd love to meet his dad. And I said, so would he.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Yeah.
And I looked it up, and Jay Cutler and his dad are actually really close.
Oh.
His parents split when they were young.
Mm.
So he's around okay. his dad.
So it's mum issues, not dad issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay. It's always something. There's something. You dig around, you pop those fucking big balloon muscles, you'll find something under there. Our mate Michael Cunnett, and he's a plasterer. What? Cunnett.
I forgot.
He's got
forgot that was his name.
Michael Cunnett has three Facebook accounts. Fairly sus for a layman. First one stopped in 2014.
Yeah.
And was mainly focused on going to the gym. Philosophical quotes such as this.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're not going to want the dinger for okay. this. I tell you, it's annoying. Work, gym, work, gym, work, gym, fuck. Work, gym, work, gym. That's, you know, that's how he lives. Or can't wait for fucking gym tonight, pump, pump. I get the feeling he may indulge in the vitamin S, this guy.
Does pump, pump, or is that he didn't want to be as crude? He also meant fuck?
No, I don't think so. I think it's pump and wait.
Pumping and pumping. Get a good pump on.
He said, gym tonight, boys. Benching 120 fucking powerhouse. Get in, you fucking slags.
Great.
You don't hear slags that much anymore, do you?
No.
Bring it back. Also.
That's an ad for women to slags. Be interested in him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's trying to win some.
Maybe he's calling his mates slags.
Oh.
Get in, you slags. Or you reckon that's yeah. a get in.
I think,
look at
I
this,
think
you slags.
If he's going work, gym, fuck, work, gym, work, gym.
Yeah. You reckon he's putting the word out to women that that's
– yeah.
Imagine saying slags in your sales pitch. Amazing. G'day, slags. Just walk up to – that's incredible. I mean, I admire the
– At one time during this comedy festival, can we please approach a table of our female peers and say, g'day, slags.
I do that sometimes, but I've got to know them very well so they know it's a joke.
Yeah.
Imagine doing it to strangers.
On stage, bit of crowd work. Yeah. Heggy's gotten into
couple
crowd
of slags
work.
Slags up the front. Fuck God.
fuck.
One anomaly was a meme that said, did you ever wonder who a baby is talking to and smiling at when no one appears to be there? Share if you believe.
Wow.
And the photo has got like a faded out dead grandfather or something there with a smile. Just in case we didn't know what the fucking text meant.
Yeah.
There's a smiling baby and there's a washed out watermark ghost. Grandfather there. Man, I believe babies are fucking dumb. They don't know what they're laughing at, you dickhead.
It could be nothing. They're starting to figure out shapes.
It's nothing.
They can't even see that far at the start. They don't know what colours are.
Yeah.
It'll be a fucking ball.
They laugh at farts too. It's not always dead grandfathers, you fucking dead shits. Anyway, 29th of April 2014, sadly, Michael said, bye-bye Facebook. I'm jealous. Wish I did that. It's mostly just abuse and shit now. Although messages are handy for work and stuff. It's been nothing but angst on that joint. In 2018, we witnessed the second coming of Michael and his Facebook.
He's back.
One photo only. Shirtless Michael on a motorbike. 1,000 words right there.
Shredded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yamaha. Not quite a PW50, but not far off it. So a bit weird. Like he's not looking like, this is funny, look at my stupid.
So it's not like boy racer road bike.
No. It's a fucking PW50 or something. I don't know what brand PW50 is. I think it's Yamaha.
But he's having a laugh. He's come back with a sense of humor.
He's not laughing. No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no. He's serious about it.
Serious.
Like Jeff Bezos in his country get up.
Yeah.
Vanity Fair or whatever. He's serious.
It's been a pretty rough 10 years for Michael by the look of it, by the look of his head. He's one of those guys, the hair could be a tattoo. Like hard to say. You know, it's stuck on.
Yeah.
Stuck down. Like proper greased, comb forward hair. In his 30s. Flight was at 9 a.m. Before boarding, Michael had downed 4 pints of Stella. Not a bad effort. Breakfast.
You know what I find amazing about Stella? It's known as the wife beater.
Yeah.
That's the drink.
Yeah.
Wife beater, they call it. Yet there is still a big fuss every year about like a Stella pouring competition.
What do you mean? Pouring?
Like there's a...
Or drinking?
No, pouring. Like there's a perfect way to pour a Stella.
No, it's not.
So the other year I went to Belgium to do some gigs and one of the bartenders at the comedy club had been in the comp.
Mm.
And I remember seeing it a bunch of them. I swear once a year there's like a bartending comp for the perfect Stella.
Oh, right.
And he showed me how to
Did anyone go it. Off script and just, you know, through the fork holes of a can, that sort of pour and then open up? watch this. You know you lost third round. You just do something like that, wouldn't you?
But they're, yeah, down they're the doing throat, all punch someone. Sorts of stuff. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you've got to drink Stella, which...
Yeah. I mean, it did used to... It's got a reputation in the motherland. It's got a strong association with violence. It used to be over 5% ABV. That's when beers were weaker on the whole, before the whole craft movement. There is a little bit of conjecture, actually, over whether or not it's called wife beater because that's what the English have to have a session on and do exactly that, or whether it's a simple word association with Stella from Streetcar Named Desire, whose husband Stanley bashed her.
Oh,
so it okay. could just be yeah. Stella, you know, wife beater.
Right.
See, monkeys do. FA's noticed that Michael was already being louder than all the other passengers upon boarding. I've always hated the self-appointed fucking clown in a crowd. Can't stand it. Like in a queue or something, it's a spokesman just fucking loud jokes to unwitting audience who have to go at them. Yuck. Flight attendant Andre Botha.
Don't you like that though now to have kids that you get to, there's two people you can look at and go, don't be this bloke.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I do it very all the nice. Time.
A lot of my day,
watch their face sometimes. See that fucking idiot there? Don't do that, all right? Andre Botha, son of the leader, that means. Sounds Afrikaanish.
Yeah.
But Botha is it's Afrikaans name, isn't it?
Big boxer. Francis Botha, I think.
South African? He asked Michael to stop smoking his e-cigarette, which sent Michael into a tirade of swearing and homophobic abuse. Tell you what, I've met a bunch of South Africans. Not a lot of being gay, I must say. Like, I don't recall. Strikes me as an underground industry over there. It's all hunting and biltong and rugby and shit. Not conducive to coming out of the closet, South Africa. Michael then punched Andre twice, sending him to the ground. Power punches. Another FA stepped in to help him, and Michael punched him.
Whoa.
As well. Just punching.
What's Michael's last name?
Cunnett.
Cunnett.
Cunnet of strawberries. Police rushed aboard to arrest Michael and his status got changed immediately. He was overpowered.
Status arrested.
As he's been taken off the plane, his wife screamed at him. What'd she say?
You fucking idiot.
You have fucking ruined our honeymoon.
Oh, our honeymoon?
Yep.
Had that been mentioned before? No. Wow. That is.
Honeymoon to Egypt, 4 points of Stella. Before 9 a.m. I haven't even had a glass of water by 9 a.m. Fucking hell. I mean, up until the gay bashings, I reckon it was going all right, I assume. If I'm on holiday and someone, much less your new fucking spouse, had 4 pints of anything before 9 a.m., I'd know it's going to have a bad time. Crazy. Maybe he's night shift worker. Or no, he's plasterer. Fuck, mad thing to do. He continued to hurl abuse at the police officers, calling one of them what? I'll give you a hint. I'll give you $10 if you get these two words right.
Okay.
I'll give you, even with the hint, he didn't have hair. Got to get this exactly right.
Bald fuck.
Not bad. I like the cut of your jib, but it's baldy cunt.
Oh, I've wanted to say cunt, but I thought with cunt as the surname, baldy cunt. Baldy cunt is pretty funny.
We're thinking about this recently.
Just like, the E changes the tone of that so much. If you go, you bald cunt, it's so hard, but baldy.
It's cute.
Yeah, you baldy cunt.
Yeah, right. Nice.
It's fun.
Think about this recently. Balds haven't united to become a diversity yet like the fats and everyone did, and they're just fair game.
Oh, like, yeah.
They can help that even less, arguably, than the fats or anyone. Who can help anything, and yet just whatever. You say what you want about him.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Ben Knight. Comedian Ben Knight was having a whinge about this on another podcast, the Little Dum Dum Club.
About how you're just fair game going ball.
Because he got hair plugs. He got Australian hair plugs.
How they going? I haven't seen him.
Yeah. Good head of hair.
They get it straight, perfectly straight across.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a Puerto Rican rapper.
Yeah.
But it's got a bit of shape to it. But yeah, it is. I don't know. I just find it funny.
Yeah, it is funny, but also like it's like poking fun at special needs kids, which is out the window now, thankfully. But the balds, fair game. No one cares. I think that'll change.
But the is it the way the Balds go about either not admitting they're just not fucking being bald, doing everything to fight it.
I think it's more the beauty myth of women trying to look younger than they are. Like, it's the same thing.
Push up bras. You're saying push up bras are the comb over of
women?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. You don't think so? Like, it's a similar concept, isn't it? It's you know, it's fraud. once he was placed in the police car, what do you reckon Michael did? Michael Cunnett.
He's fucking headbutting them. He's this far. Absolutely.
Yeah, he managed to.
A bald bloke with the surname Cunnett, mate, he's had enough.
Well, he managed to knock himself out by headbutting the cage.
I'll self-tranquilize.
Oh, man. I know self-harm's not to be advocated. Get some help, everyone. But if you think you don't need it, get some help.
Yep.
Spill your guts, get it out there. Maybe become a stand-up comedian. They don't mind an overshare to get stuff off your chest. But when someone is like a Michael Cunnett actually harming himself with his own head in a police cage, I think that's fair game.
Oh,
That's not get some help, mate. That is, you're a fuckhead.
Yeah.
No question. Michael's defense stated that he was fully aware of.
I also think, though, bald Michael Cunnett 4 pints in before the honeymoon starts, I reckon it might be one of those UFC fighters on a 6-knockout losing streak.
Yeah.
I reckon it's not the first time he's hit his head, so it might be a bit of a weak chin situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a.
Well, you wouldn't.
They get breezed. Something breezes the chin and they just go down.
Well, when you've got the choice, you'd play to your strengths. Like if he knows that his headbutt is not his strongest form of attack, don't headbutt a metal cage.
Don't drink 4 Stellas before hopping on a plane and start vaping in your seat. I don't know how much forethought has been put into. I don't think this was his plan.
But they seem to know, like, you know, getting knocked out.
Get to the airport with the new wife. 8 standards. Vape on board.
Yeah.
Homophobic language. Bash a flight attendant. All right, I'm then up to step 6.
Yeah.
Headbutt my way out of a cop car.
Knocking yourself out. Like, that is – getting knocked out is the great leveler.
Yeah.
Literally, you know when it's going to happen and how hard someone has to hit you to make that happen. Don't fucking do it to yourself. Michael's defense stated he was fully aware that his behavior was reprehensible and he was thoroughly embarrassed and ashamed. There's some clarity ahead of negating whatever punishment's on its way. Judge David Rennie said the 4 pints he drank brought out his true character. 2 very distinct schools of thought here, isn't there? Like, it sounds like Judge Dave Rennie is as sober as his occupation suggests. But what do you reckon? When I'm suspicious of someone or I don't like them and they drink and become a fuckwit, I'll go, see, told you everyone, the wanker. But if I do it, it's like, no, that's not me. I just had 2 beers. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't think it's your true character. It's a different thing.
A better version of yourself, depending on what you have for dinner.
Yeah. If you've got to do pool, if you're playing pool, then much better version.
Yeah.
I try to play pool sober at 10 in the morning. I'd put the cue through the fucking felt on the break. Give me 3 pints. I'm fucking jumping balls
off the table. Balls off the table, mate. Wooden floor pub. Bang.
Yeah.
Just turns heads, doesn't it?
Fucking 3 pints in. I'll do the break arm behind my back.
And get
the black ball in off the break.
Yeah. No look break.
Sober. Poor.
Yeah. It is one of those things. That's what makes me disrespect pool and snooker. Because it's just, I don't care. The hustles are good. I get it. But also, grow up.
Darts?
Darts, not bad. But again,
I wouldn't mind going to a darts, a live darts.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever been to one? Competition?
Yeah. Where they're singing and they had one at Marvel Stadium, the other year that apparently fucked.
Stadium?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you watch from a seat? Like, it's on a big screen. Watch on big TV.
Like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
The Fat Englishman.
Yeah, okay.
And it went off.
Yeah. It's pretty good. I've only seen pub competition darts that draw a crowd. Pretty good in England. They get around it.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
Yeah.
I like it. But you've got to be pretty. I think it's changed. It's like when cricket, they all became muscly and fit and shit. Darts took longer, but now they're not all like literally resting a pine on the guts and it'd stay there.
I think most of them dart. Are pretty close to that though.
Oh,
I love they're getting big walkouts and fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
It's like WWE for pub darts.
Fuck, I don't know. He accepted that other passengers would have been frightened and alarmed. He admitted interfering with the performance of cabin crew, two common assaults and criminal damage. He said all that. Yeah, got it. You got me.
He may have done you need some sense knocked into you.
Yeah.
He may have done that to himself.
Yeah, right.
On a police car cage.
I think the stats are in. You can't knock sense into a man. It's the opposite.
Well.
Concussions suggest otherwise.
Yeah.
You cannot knock sense into. Maybe as a kid, you're a bit rubbery and stuff. You get a whack from someone, from being a smart ass. That can knock some sense into you, but not as an adult.
It's my theory on the ADHD. I'm yet to see anyone finally get the diagnosis and the pills they need to be the best version of themselves,
yep.
Then actually rise above what they were before.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All they do is identify that they're lifelong victims and talk about it, probably on a stage forever.
I was actually a dead shit and now I'm a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
Because I got some pills.
Yeah.
Now I could focus on what I really wanted to do.
There's no such thing as a focusing pill. It's bullshit. What do you reckon he got?
Well, he's kicked off here and I do appreciate
After all that humble pie that he's eaten in a courtroom.
Cunnett's still getting 8 months. 8 months and a 10 grand fine.
Man, you are not bad here. He's jailed for 7 months and ordered to pay £500 in compensation to each of the victims.
Oh, okay.
I'd want more than 500 squid for a punch, I reckon.
Yeah.
It fucking hurts. I've not been punched in there for a long time, but I still remember exactly how much it hurt.
Mm.
I think getting older too, you get a bit soft in the skull. Mm-hmm. But the other day I lifted a bit of equipment off my shoulder. You get a bit unco too. And I whacked myself in the ear with it.
Oh, like a metal. That's the worst.
Oh, man, I nearly cried.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If ever I'm in a fight again, I'm going to clock someone in the ear.
Mate, the double clap onto people's ears will fucking ruin someone.
Yeah. Fuck, it hurts.
So when I used to play gridiron, you're not allowed to ear hole shot someone.
Yeah, I bet people are doing it though, aren't they?
If you can get one in.
Whoa, it's grim. That's evil.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Fucking hurts.
Not a good area.
Hurts your hand.
Hurt your fist. Hurt my fist on his face, sir. Michael's third Facebook account and current one looks like he made it to Egypt after all this time. So they went back. Well, he went back. I think it's a new woman. His Instagram, much of the same. There's a few more photos of his dogs.
Okay.
And those big bulldog things. You know, those ones that can be mad, the mastiffs or something.
Yeah.
Like you can tell by their fucking eyes.
Tell by the owner.
The ones about whom people say, don't blame the dogs, blame the owner.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
If there's ever a baby being fucking killed by a dog on the news, it's pretty much one of three dogs, normally a pit bull.
Oh, man, if I'm having limbs removed by a couple of pit bulls and the owners are called them fucking Susie and Princess or something to take the edge off, I'll be having a stern word with the owner, but it's definitely the fucking dog doing it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like no amount of nice owner can sort that out.
Yeah.
If you're a professional dog trainer, perhaps you can curb it for a little while, but they're going to fucking snap and go off and do something stupid if left alone.
For sure.
So
he's made it to Egypt, but you think new partner?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
How do you float that holiday with the new missus?
Have you
been to Egypt before? No, I got close. No,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know how people go with this. When people start dating, they just immediately Google their new. They must.
Oh,
just do.
You think that's a thing now? Well, I know.
Gotta be.
I know mates of mine that they might, do a scroll, and
do the social stuff, see what they're up to, see what their opinions and stuff.
Mm.
You used to have to ask people that stuff, and you just go and do a full history check before your first date, even before you've even met them. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Full fucking report you've got made up your mind already. Mm-hmm. I think that's why people are so unhappy. And can't, like, you never ever be with someone for even a minute who's got a different opinion to yours now.
Oh,
you've got to fucking screen it all beforehand.
Yeah.
It's fucked. I mean, you know, we're friends and yet you think some horrible things that I don't agree with. But I can look past that. I'm a big enough man to look past it.
Well, that's why I'm so blessed to have you as a pal. Yeah. An understanding mate.
He's also. I'm going to end up with a comment.
I wonder if he get on at the airport with the new miso, and he's had two pints of Stella.
Yeah,
she goes, "You're crazy," and he goes, "I'll fucking double that, and I'll show you."
Look at this. He'd find out whether or not she's Googled him there.
Oh yeah,
She'd say that. I think that's enough. Two's enough, Michael. It's only 8:30. Also,
as he's walking up to the bar, not a Stella.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I'll have a craft beer, please. Also, he's got a shirt on there that reads, "I'm a plasterer. I don't stop when I'm tired. I stop when I'm done."
Great.
Not bad. Good philosophy for the youth to listen to. Get the bloody job done.
Yeah.
He's slacking off.
He fucking got the job done.
Carnett's doing the job.
He got the cop's job done. He knocked himself out.
Yeah. I wonder
how
many
what you will about him, but he's working hard.
Yeah. They might use Carnett as a precedent for defending themselves. They go, look, there's no deaths in custody. This guy just literally knocked himself out. Oh, he ran into the wall. Now he's dead.
Yeah. He's Carnett himself.
Yeah. He tied his hands behind his back with rope. And then he smashed his head into the bars. That's why he's dead.
Do you reckon they're trying to do like a lawyers will bring it up in the future just so they can say it in court? If you remember Cunnett versus EasyJet, like a Roe v. Wade. If you remember Cunnett v.
Cunnett v. EasyJet. Cunnett.
Michael Cunnett.
We'll end. It's become a bit of a tradition now, ending with a comment. We're going to end with.
Who was it last week? Someone two.
Rush 2.12.
It's not Rush again, is it?
No, it's not Rush. I'd like to find Rush.
I'd love if it was Rush again and he's like, second missus is hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't need 5 pints this time. Maybe a couple. No, this is Jim Mack. And he says, East Yorkshire. Because this is not Surrey, but where Carnett's from. East Yorkshire. Now, there's a place where a wall should be built to keep you all in.
I believe that's where my mum's family's from.
Yeah. Well, she got over the wall.
Yeah.
Good at climbing.
She snuck out.
All the way. That brings us to the end of this episode of Midfly. I'm doing it.
Mate.
Never done it. Of Midfly Brawl. Thanks for listening. Thanks to the patrons for your support. Thanks to the scummies for listening for free. Get on board. We've got a tour going on real soon. Get around that. Melbourne, Perth, Brisbane, Canberra, Sydney, Newcastle. Dates at midflybrawl.com. Yes.
Yep, that's the one. April 20, Melbourne sold out. May 4th, Perth, couple of tickets left. May 11, Brisbane, both shows sold out. So the second leg of 2024 Sky Gronk Tour, July 19, Sydney, July 20, Newcastle, July 21, Canberra. And those tickets already got hit up by the bloke from Canberra. It was just for Patreon members, and it's almost half full.
Great.
For bloody Canberra. So they are flying out the door. All ripper venues as well. Happy to go back.
Yeah, they're good. I'll be enjoying that.
It's been a couple of years since we're in Canberra.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting good. Back.
The Tumut crowd will be there, I reckon.
Yeah, great.
They're probably, yeah.
Well, I was in Canberra recently for the last day of Summer Nats, which we covered in a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
Fuck. Very different crowd. Canberra changes wildly for that weekend.
They're not at Smith's bookstore.
They've never been, even in a Dimmicks, I'd say. Yeah. They haven't seen a book, unless they're walking past at the airport and they've picked up Warnie's autobiography or something.
Yeah. Dean Koontz.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Let's roll on. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on. Sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.